One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Fit and Proper. I'm Rhys James.
And I'm Lloyd Griffith.
Each week we delve into the murky world of football club ownership. We're giving control to our famous guests to run their beloved club in their own way.
They can do whatever they like, from changing the manager to moving the stadium closer to their house, sacking the mascot to insisting all their players have blue dreadlocks.
But their decisions will be scrutinised heavily, just like a real owner, firstly by Lloyd and I, and then our supercomputer, which will analyse the data and decide if they are a fit and proper person to run a football club.
Hello, Lloyd.
Hello, Rhys. How are you doing?
We're in a cinema. We're recording in a cinema.
Yes. Well, yeah, I mean, not like...
A cinema room.
I
find if you add the word room to things, it sort of ruins it.
If you said, we're filming in a cinema in Soho, people are like, they're doing well. When the fact of the matter is, we're filming in a cinema room, which belongs to our agents.
Sorry, last night I was told to stop adding room to things because it made them sound shit. Because
like
I was giving someone a... This is... What I'm about to say sounds genuinely insane.
Yeah, go on.
I was giving someone a tour of my house.
How big is your house?
And I said to them...
Wait
for the next sentence. I said, and this is this is the library room. And they said, just say library. Now, my house, I must clarify, the library room is just one of 2.5 bedrooms that has a bookshelf in it. It's been painted like dark green and it's got these bookshelves up like around it and it's quite nice and atmospheric. And it would be a good place to read. I have not read in there or have not read, full stop. But I introduced it as the library room. I said, library room makes it sound crap. If you say this is the library, it's a bit more grand, isn't it? And then we got to the dressing room.
What are you on about?
I was like, this is the dressing. And they were like, no, you don't understand. You've lost your mind, dear Rhys. Yeah, I've got a library and a dressing room, mate. That's a sort of...
It was a dressing room. A two-bed house.
Three-bed. But one of them's more of a box room, and that's a dressing room. So
okay.
We do just use it as a dressing room.
That's good.
Walk-in
wardrobe.
Just me and my girlfriend in this house, and we've got three bedrooms. So it's like, don't need it for the kids.
So there's no cat?
There's no kids.
There's a cat?
The cat does not want to leave our side.
Okay.
So she's just wherever we are.
So we're in the cinema room of our agent's office at the moment, which cinema room sounds nice. Again, it's just a padded room with four sofas in it. With a big screen.
But today's guest was Sarah Keyworth. Very, very funny comedian.
Very funny comedian.
We're both big fans. Really, genuinely one of my favourite comedians. So good. On tour at the moment.
On tour. So January through to March. A few dates here and there. So go on her website.
Big one at Bloomsbury Theatre in London coming up. Great venue.
Lovely.
In March.
Theatre. No need for room at the end of it. Just a big theatre,
not a theatre room.
Big theatre.
And it won't be, I tell you what it won't be, a bloody library with Sarah Keyworth about.
No, it'll be...
No chance it'll be silent.
No, it'll be like...
She'll be talking, crucially, but also you'll be laughing is what I'm trying to get at.
Okay, cool, got you.
Yeah, very good at plugging stuff. Let's crack on with the episode.
Yes.
I want to see what's going on.
Okay. What do you mean you see what's going on? The lights are on.
Yeah, but I want to finally open my eyes and see what's going on. What you guys have been doing to me.
Let's welcome Sarah Keyworth.
Joining us this week on Fit and Proper is comedian, writer, podcaster, that's crucial, actor,
Let's just go for it.
Let's go for it once and for all.
Just keep saying things.
Keep saying things.
Yeah.
Friend.
Magazine reader.
Definitely.
Tweeter. Instagrammer.
Old neighbour for you.
Yeah. Lived in several neighbourhoods I lived in, actually.
Soon to be new neighbour.
Soon to be new neighbour.
I'm going to move to
where you next
live.
Door?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You
thank
can't
God.
Get
I hate
rid of
my
me.
Neighbours. I hate my neighbours. They're noisy in every direction. Are you noisy?
You have a real dog issue, don't you? Barking dogs, is that right?
No. That's not at all right.
I think you said that in a text message.
I don't think I would have said that because it's completely made up.
What a lie.
The family next door to me run a daycare out of their house.
Yeah, that's
and
what
on
I meant.
The other side, they've just moved out, actually. But on the other side, I had a bunch of Italian Deliveroo drivers who played Italian hip hop very loudly all day.
None of them are dogs.
Upstairs, very noisy. Did some power drilling at 3 a.m. the other day. And when I banged on the ceiling to make him stop, he just swapped it for hammering. I don't know that isn't a dog.
But at least he stopped.
Yeah, he did stop. He stopped one of them.
Unless you banged in Morse code that just said hammer.
Hammer, yeah. Do you think I said hammer time?
Hammer
by
time.
Accident.
Yeah,
anyway, the point is,
Morse
it's Sarah Keyworth.
You're going to have a hammer.
I hadn't finished the intro. Yeah. Sarah Keyworth is the guest.
That was like the most anticlimactic.
Anyway, Sarah Keyworth, thanks for coming on. Future neighbour.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm okay. I was just telling Lloyd that I'm really tired, but he's really tired as well. So you're going to have to do heavy lifting during this one.
Cool. Welcome to the Rhys James Show.
I turn it on.
I can't do that.
I'll just switch.
It's never been on for me.
It's never been on.
And it will never come on.
Are you always a tired person?
I'm always off.
Are you?
Yeah. Are you tired? You're one of those rare comedians who's always off.
Yeah. Are you normally a tired person?
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
I think I might be anemic, though, but that's a conversation for my doctor, isn't it?
I'm sure there's a podcast out there that will be able to...
You're in the right place because that's the sort of phrase I say every day. Exactly what you just said. I think I might be anemic, but I obviously need to just go to the doctor. I say that every day.
And I won't do it.
And diabetic and all that sort of stuff. But instead of going to the doctor, I just book a different blood test every week. I genuinely have so many blood tests. And then they go, why are you getting this? Have you been to a doctor and they told you to get it? I'm like, nah, just quicker.
Do you ever get the results?
Yeah.
And it's all fine.
Yeah. No, I just do blood tests and I'm just out there.
Is that why you're so pale? Because you just give away so much blood.
I must have something wrong with me, but yeah, now it's a bit of a vicious circle, isn't it? So I can never get back to full health.
You've never got any blood in your body because you're always doing a blood
test. Some give blood. I just give it to
medical. You throw it away.
So yeah, exactly.
Sarah, who do you support? Do you support Nottingham Forest?
I do, yeah.
Yeah. So you're from Nottingham.
You
support Nottingham Forest.
Yes.
Did you go as a kid?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Have you ever been?
Yes.
Not to Nottingham, I mean to a football match.
Yes, I've been to a Nottingham Forest football match. I didn't go as a kid. My dad used to go all the time and he used to have a season ticket.
At Forest?
At Forest. And then I think, I don't know if you picked up on it, but Forest got quite shit.
For a little while,
For a number of years. And I think a lot of people kind of lost faith.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call us fair weather fans, but... We've all got shirts now.
Yeah, you're back.
We're back.
There's a lot of red in the city.
We mean business. Yeah. It's been a good year for Forest, but...
Yeah, actually, your tweets about Forest suddenly appeared and they weren't there before.
I was keeping an eye, but there was nothing to tweet about.
Yeah, fair enough.
There was nothing to tweet about. So you'd watch the games and they'd be depressing and you'd go, well, I'm not retweeting that loss tweet. Because they do tweet when they lose.
Yeah, they have to.
They tweet defeat in Bournemouth or whatever.
Not our day.
Yeah.
That's the one you see a lot.
We go again.
That's what Tottenham always seem to be tweeting, not our day, with the graphic.
Fell at the final hurdle. Yeah.
Nobody's retweeting that. That's why my tweets about Forest have dropped off a little bit again now.
Mm.
It's because same thing's happening. There we are. We're doing all right.
How many times would you have gone, like, growing up? Like, often or not? Or just,
I didn't go as a child.
You didn't at all?
Didn't go, yeah. Never went.
When would your first game have been?
I think I might have gone with my dad and my uncle, like, randomly one day.
And what sort of age are we talking?
Like, well, they wouldn't have taken me when I was really small, so maybe, like... 8 or 9.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Any memory of what it... No memory of the match.
A lot of red.
There was a lot of red.
a lot of red.
Playing Man United.
A lot of men.
A lot of men.
Nottingham Forest fans.
Yeah.
I mean, I've not been to a huge amount of other games, but I'd say Nottingham Forest fans are amongst some of the most aggressive fans. So that's quite a frightening experience for a child. I remember not particularly having a good time.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
Just because they're screaming or is it violent?
There's a lot of screaming. There's a lot of like violence in the air.
Mm.
There's like a threat of violence constantly, which I know is just a football thing in general.
It's just a Nottingham thing in general.
Yeah, I went to a Forest Brighton match the other day in Brighton and it felt like anything could have happened at any point. But then away fans are...
Yeah, away fans are different though.
Yeah.
You know, they go...
That's the hardcore.
And I have to say, like when I go to home games, I sit with my mum. We have a cup of tea beforehand, maybe some nachos. When I go with
nachos?
Mate, well, they have nachos with a scotch egg and a bit of coleslaw, yeah.
Oh, my, that's the most Brexit nacho thing I've ever heard in my life. That is an absolute affront to the country of Mexico.
Are the scotch eggs in the nachos like jalapenos? Like they sprinkle them on?
No. So what you'll get is you'll get like a little...
British nachos.
So you'll have, not British nachos, they're Mexican nachos.
Oh, right. Doritos, and this is separately with a scotch egg.
Oh, no, they're in the same tray. So there's a scotch egg in the corner. Then there's some coleslaw bottom left-hand corner. Then there's some nachos on the
right
side.
Is this tray like a prison tray? No, divided up like school or prison?
No, like a little white tray that you'd get some chips in.
In prison?
In prison. A little white tray, papery kind of vegware, I think it's called. And then nachos on one side, Scotch egg on the left.
How big is the tray?
Oh, you're talking like maybe two hand sizes, like, you know, like that.
Two Grimsby hand sizes.
Two Grimsby hand.
Two northern hand sizes.
Two big hand sizes. Two shovels. Yeah, and then, but you look at it, no more than £6.
But like a sizable Scotch egg as well.
Oh, yeah.
What's happening with the coleslaw, may I ask?
Garnish.
But what are you, dipping the Scotch egg in the coleslaw, or are you using the nachos to scoop them?
No, you use a fork to then just eat the
just
coleslaw.
Yeah.
So a big thing in Grimsby is you do get coleslaw with a lot of stuff. You can get a pizza or you can get a pizza platter. The pizza platter is half a pizza, chips and coleslaw.
Yeah, but that makes more sense to me than a Scotch egg, some nachos and a lump of coleslaw.
Yeah. I took
it's the carbiest meal I've ever had
comedian
in my life.
Rob Beckett to a Grimsby game, and he bit into the Scotch egg. He went, "I've got big teeth." He went, "I've not even got to the egg bit. It was just so much meat." He went, "There should be so much meat." He went, "What is going on?" And he finally got to the
egg. Is there meat on the nachos?
No, there's not meat on the nachos. It's cheese, jalapenos, and any like sauces that you want on there.
Is it a meaty coleslaw?
No, it's not meaty coleslaw. You can have pulled pork or beef or whatever they've got on the nachos. Very good food at Grimsby, but this isn't about me today, guys.
And that's in the stadium.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it is in the stadium, yeah. Courtesy of Slipway Group, who do all the food around here.
Oh, my God. He's just such a company man, Lloyd, isn't
he? That's just a show that I never have to pay for anything ever again.
Are you happy with how it's Nottingham Forest is being run at the moment? Obviously, back in the Premier League. Not doing amazingly in the Premier League, but sort of as well as can be expected. Did spend a lot of money on a lot of players.
That was an interesting call, wasn't it? I quite liked it.
Yeah.
It was really exciting to just be like, we signed another one.
It felt like somebody who had been poor for a very long time.
Very new money.
Finding a bag of cash.
Yeah.
Right. Like, it was exciting. I found it very exciting. But I don't really, like, as I say, I'm a bit of a Fairweather Forest fan, I suppose. So I'm not getting super invested in how it's been. It felt like, why not buy another one?
Yeah.
We've got the cash. Let's get them all in.
I mean, I think for me personally, and I know that I'm not the guest, I was over the moon when Forest got promoted. Like, over the moon. Because it was one of the teams I was just... It was a Premier League team growing up.
Nothing more British than, I think, the way people feel about Forest.
Yeah.
Right. In that it's former glory being restored. Like, right. Like, there's a sense of, like... it's that real kind of, like... Britain first, Brexit-y attitude of like, we're meant to be in the Premier League because
we
once had an empire.
We once won a war.
Yeah.
And so things were better in the past. And Nottingham Forest are European champions.
And it's the only time.
Sorry, therefore.
Yeah.
It's the only time I fully invest in it. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, we do deserve this.
So is that...
We're meant to be there.
Forest is like your Brexit-y out. Let
yeah
that you get to be like one of those people and go
yeah
the past matters.
Okay, I'm gonna lean into this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, this is interesting.
Reese, Lloyd, just getting some breaking news coming through right now, and that news is that Sarah Keyworth is now the new owner of Nottingham Forest. We'll try and get more information as and when we can, but just to confirm, Sarah Keyworth is the new owner of Nottingham Forest.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Fairweather fan, but Fairweather owner. And then to go and buy the club.
Something's gone very wrong.
But that must have cost a pretty penny. How much did that set you back?
I like to think, given that I am now the owner of a football club,
yep.
I imagine what has happened is that it was like an arm wrestle or something.
Right, okay. So
in a bar.
I won
it. So it was a bar bet.
Yeah.
You won it.
Because famous.
You won Forest. So you were drunk with the current owner of Forest, who is...
Evangelos Marinakis.
Pavarotti. He looks like Pavarotti.
He's a big guy as well, isn't he?
Big guy. You beat him in an arm wrestle.
I think I could take him, yeah.
I would say that he is probably the strongest owner of a Premier League football
team. Not anymore.
But Sarah's been having the nachos.
That is unbelievable. So what happened in the arm wrestle? Like, how did it come about?
I won.
And what, you know, like sometimes in a casino where like they just throw down their watch and go, oh, here's my car keys.
Yeah.
What did he throw down?
He put the deed to Nottingham Forest Football Club.
Where did this happen?
On the table. It was in a bar in Nottingham called Spanky Van Dyke's.
Well, it must be, yeah. Probably trying to sign Van Dyke, knowing him.
The only place to hang out, Spanky's, as we call it.
Lovely.
I was buying him shots of Slippery Nipple.
Yeah.
Baby Guinness.
The drink of Evangelos Marinakis.
Yeah, so what you could argue that maybe I was an arm wrestle and a couple of shots. That's what I bought it for.
Right, okay, yeah, because you did have to buy the shots. Were you completely sober?
No.
So this wasn't just a hustle of getting drunk and being
No, it wasn't a hustle. It was an accident. I didn't know what was going to happen, but it has happened.
And were you pleased when you won? Obviously, you're pleased because you want to win the arm wrestle. That's the immediacy of the whole thing. But then when you realise, shit, now I've got to run Nottingham Forest, were you happy about that?
Pretty excited. Taste for victory.
Yeah.
I thought I'm on a winning streak.
Also, what a time to win it as well. He's just got them back into the Premier League.
Exactly.
And now you've got it.
He's gutted.
He's had a shocker. He's had an absolute shocker.
He's at the bottom of the Trent with a T-shirt on.
Also.
He'll come back up. He's just sulking.
Fair play. So what's your first move? What's your priorities going in as an owner? You know, the club's in a good position, but you want to make your mark on it.
And you've got a lot of players.
Yeah. Change the kit, I reckon.
Change the...
What do you want to change? Not red anymore?
No, always red. It can't not be red.
Okay.
Well, at the moment, they've got no sponsor as well. That's the big thing. Obviously, boxed last year, but now no sponsor.
Sponsored by Spankies then, isn't it?
Spankies.
Has to be, yeah. Sponsored are they getting Spankies. A discount given the process?
No.
No chance.
Do you think I can afford that? Look how many players we just bought.
Well, you can, but you got the club for free, so you can't afford anything.
I'll make it work.
Just inherited hundreds of millions of pounds. How much would Forest go for?
I think if I won
hundreds
them.
Of millions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I won it in an arm wrestle. Spanky's the new sponsor.
Spanky's the new sponsor.
I don't know why we haven't got a bigger tree on the kit.
So you're like a big, very big tree?
Big tree.
Massive tree. Basically, whole kit's a tree.
Whole kit's a tree. You know when school children in a play have to dress up as a tree?
Have to be a tree.
That's what I want it to look like.
They have to, so it's quite a hindrance to the play then, because you can't move your legs.
Do you think this is about football?
Fair play. So it's about business, is it?
It's about...
it's about theatre.
It's about getting people talking.
That's what everything's about. The tree's going to be red then?
Yeah,
you
said
it has to stay red.
Red trees, yeah.
Entirely red or red trunk with still different colour... leaves,
red trunk, but they've all got a green hat on.
So they're like, wait. I'm trying to visualize it. So they're in like
you can't visualize.
It's like a full body.
There's nothing to
red
see.
Trunk, but it goes around the legs. So they can't move their legs very well because it's like a costume.
It's waddling. They've got to waddle.
So they're waddling. Yeah. But then, do they not have?
I think
like
people will underestimate them. This is the thing. People go, they can't be wearing that.
Right.
And we won't.
The wall in the free kick could be pretty. That'd be pretty good.
Pretty Forest. Damn solid.
You've gone full Forest.
And the most embarrassing thing during football is when you get nutmegged. So that's
That's out.
However, yes. If Dean Henderson doesn't move when a shot is happening, the commentators are going to go, well, he was rooted there. And he literally would be literally a metaphorically.
Yeah. Good point. Kit's changing. Keeping the name.
Yeah.
Nottingham Forest.
Sticking with that.
Well, the kit will be daft
if you change Forest. Don't remove Forest at this point.
Do you know, I didn't know this, and I'm not sure if you know. Do you know, like, Forest, sometimes called the Reds, they've got two nicknames according to the website en.wikipedia.org.
Tricky Trees.
Tricky Trees. Did you know that?
Tricky Trees.
So now, you're fairly, really leaning into the idea of Tricky Trees.
Mm-hmm. They're literally Tricky Trees. It sounds like it's some like children's entertainer. Do you know what I mean? Oh, we've got the Tricky Trees. Just 27 blokes that dress up as trees.
Are you changing the club motto at all to reflect this Forest? I don't know what the club motto is.
Is there a club motto for Nottingham Forest?
The club, I don't think there is one.
It's vivit post funera virtus.
Funera?
Which means
death.
Virtue outlives death.
Wow.
Virtue outlives death.
That's unless it's for a football team, that is.
That's too much, isn't
it? It's a bit much, yeah. Virtue outlives death.
That explains how everybody behaves.
That's the sort of intensity of the attitude you've explained of Nottingham Forest fans.
Yeah.
Virtue outlives death.
I don't even really understand that, what that means. Virtue outlives death.
So virtuous.
You can be virtuous even if you're dead.
Yeah.
Is that what you want your slogan to be for the tree team?
Yeah.
Sponsored by sponsored by Spankies.
Virtue outlives death, brought to you by
Virtue outlives death. It's really intense, isn't it?
It's quite macabre.
But you're keeping it. You don't think you can better it?
Yeah, but I want us to use it more because I didn't know that. I want us to say it more. So when they come out and they're in the tree costumes, I want to be chanting that.
Yeah, so Virtue fully cult in a cultish outlives way.
Yeah.
Virtue outlives death. That's the chant.
I don't mind it.
Mascot. What's the Nottingham Forest mascot? Because it feels like your players are going to look like mascots at this stage.
That's rude.
I don't think it is rude.
And I don't mind that it's rude.
Okay. I want the mascot is somebody wearing the old Forest kit.
Just a normal man.
Yeah.
Just a normal former player. Jesse Lingard
running
in the
around.
Old Forest kit.
Yeah.
Just going and meeting kids.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, the mascot wasn't a tree, though, before, was it?
No, the mascot, this is just from research, was like a Robin Hood or some sort of like Robin Hood character.
Really?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
And you don't want to push the whole Robin Hood angle anymore?
I think we're over it, aren't we?
What? The poor having money? We're over that, are we?
Apparently so.
Unbelievable. Apparently. Says someone who got the club for free.
sorry, there's a lovely little news article here from NottinghamPost.com. Nottingham Forest's Robin Hood mascot returns after a three-year break. Your mascot had a three-year sabbatical.
So what, they went just mascotless for 3 years?
Mascotless, yeah. He was there from 2007 to 2015. During that period, he made 215 consecutive home league and cup appearances in the Garibaldi, and then he's back. So you have Robin Hood is the mascot,
but you're not doing that. You're going to go with one of the players in the old kit. Sponsor free old kit.
Well, yeah. No, Labatt's surely.
Oh no, don't you just mean the kit, the current kit, as in right now? But you've replaced it with the trees.
Oh no, I meant the
like an old kit from the past.
Oh, maybe
from the glory
I could
days.
Choose my favourite, couldn't I?
Labatt's.
Could go Labatt's. No, I'll just go with the one now.
Just the one now.
Yeah.
Keep it simple. New manager? Sticking with the manager?
I'm thinking Alan Carr.
Alan Carr?
Interesting. Alan Carr from Nottingham?
Nope.
Northampton. Northampton?
I don't know.
Why Alan Carr? What do you think Alan Carr's going to bring to the role?
I think he'll make everyone feel good, won't he?
A bit of pizzazz.
Yeah.
Bit of sass, bit of pizzazz.
I mean,
in every pantomime, you need a starring role, don't you?
Sure.
Somebody to put on the poster.
Sorry, but are you thinking this is a pantomime?
What is this?
Sorry, he's taking over a football team.
If I'm honest, it has got quite a panto feel to it. Yes. 22 men wearing...
You're making a play. You've got all that you've trees. Said. You base the tree out of it. So when children are in a play.
Yes.
You've asked any players who got injured to make a scene, your words. And now you want Alan Carr to run the panto as the star.
I thought this was my fantasy football
it
team.
Is. To be Thank fair, you. It is. Thank but you. I think I did warn you. You will be challenged on some of these decisions.
Okay. So you don't think Alan Carr could do it?
I'm not saying I don't think Alan Carr could do it. I think actually with the sort of players you've
right
got.
Now?
Go ahead.
We'd
love him on the
say.
Podcast. If he's available.
See what
get him on the phone.
You are aware of who Alan Carr's father is, aren't you?
Yes.
Go on.
John Carr.
No, that's someone else.
Alan Carr's father is from the world of football, big in the world of football.
Is he?
Alan Carr's dad is a football manager.
A current football manager?
No,
well, I'm
thought he was a retired.
He was at Northampton for a while. I think he might.
I'm not as thick as you've been saying I am.
I think he's. Last time, I think he was scouting Northampton, but I might have made that up. But he has. Again, reading from en.wikipedia.org, in more recent times, he's built a good reputation as a scout for Tottenham Hotspur, working under David Pleat, and since Manchester United. And Notts County.
Oh,
yeah. We're nicking the cars then.
You're nicking the car,
nicking
and
the car.
Creates drama, the sort of drama you'd need in this
yes,
panto.
Yes, that generates press.
Exactly.
And this is a nepotism
like
booking,
a
I've decided.
Father son betrayal situation. So the storyline's already written itself for the panto.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We need a villain. So Alan Carr's dad.
Alan Carr's dad is the villain.
Is the villain of the
What's
piece?
Alan Carr's dad called?
Graham.
Graham Carr.
Graham Carr.
Villain.
Graham Carr, yeah.
Graham Carr.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So you want Notts County to remain rivals?
Yes, please.
Yeah, fair enough.
Are you keeping the ground?
Listen, I'm not going to get really silly and start rewriting important bits of history.
No, of course, yeah.
Thank you. Show some respect.
City ground? Are Nottingham Forest going to stay at the city ground? Are you going to keep them there?
Yes, but I'd like... do you know Go Ape?
Yeah.
I think it'd be good to have a Go Ape over the top.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah?
For revenue purposes?
Well, because this is the thing. You've got a sort of extra ticket opportunity, haven't you?
Yeah.
So you sell the sort of go ape tickets.
Mm.
Wonderful view.
Lovely.
During the matches? They can do it during the matches?
Yes, Reese.
Yeah. No, just clarifying for our listeners, I knew.
This is during the matches. Just that incredible bird's eye view of the game.
Yeah.
And obviously you pay a bit extra and you can do all the sort of swinging about and stuff as well. And it means that have you ever done Go Ape?
Oh, yeah.
You know when you do Go Ape, there's always like a sort of surly teenager telling you've got to make sure you use your carabiner properly. The Academy.
Right. Oh, get the boys good to the use academy. Of the Academy at last.
Good use of the Academy. Earn use a bit of spare change doing the Go Ape stuff. Really lean into the forest theme.
Yes.
Yeah, very foresty. How do you ensure the safety over the pitch? How are you going to ensure the safety?
Teenagers and the carabiners.
The Academy, obviously,
white,
yeah.
It's all white, isn't it?
It is, but there's surely it's a higher... You're that high up.
Where's your sense of adventure?
Sorry, when was the last time someone died at a Go Ape, Bruce?
Would you like to know the answer? I'll find out.
Okay. But I think you are leaning into the forest element of it, and it's great because usually you get Go Ape in a sort of tree environment, whereas you've got it in a place where there are trees down below competing.
Exactly. Mm. You're in the trees watching the tricky trees playing a game. It's a lot of tree work, isn't it?
It's pretty tree heavy,
it's
yeah.
Very
yeah.
Sherwood Forest, very Robin
Hood.
Are you
going to insist Alan Carr dress a certain way as manager? Because, you know, you get different types of managers, don't you? Get the suit-wearing managers and the tracksuit managers and then sort of Pep Guardiola in between. But Alan Carr, I mean, obviously you're insisting the team addresses trees. So how's he dressed? Lumberjack?
I'm going to revise what I said earlier. One man is allowed to be dressed as Robin Hood.
Ah.
Alan Carr.
Alan Carr's father.
Wow. Alan Carr's father.
No, I'm joking.
Alan Carr. What a twist. Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay.
And then his dad has to dress as the Sheriff of Nottingham. And I know he's not involved in our club, so I can't force him to do that, but I think he'll oblige.
Yeah, just get involved in the ceremony of it,
the
Graham,
fictional
for fuck's sake.
Sheriff of Nottingham, yeah. Or the actual Sheriff of Nottingham, who I do think has a council role.
The fictional Sheriff of Nottingham.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, not the council one, because I think they just have to wear a sort of spangly jacket or something.
Spangly jacket, usually red, like a sort of mayoral thing.
So tights for Alan Carr.
Green tights
sort of
for
green
like
outfit.
The hat, yeah, yeah. Bow and arrow.
Pointy hat.
Mm-hmm.
And bow and arrow, where, does that come into play, say, when he's like doing, announcing like subs and stuff like that? Can he use the bow and arrow?
Wouldn't it, yeah.
To get
like
players off the pitch.
Like
yeah.
Oh, what's that?
Yeah,
you're
off. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or how he selects you from the bench to go on, to go warm up.
He
turns around,
shoots
an arrow at you, and then you have to go and run and do that.
We've got a supercomputer here, which obviously decides as to whether you're fit and proper. It also throws up some situations. So this one's just flashed up now.
Do I get a ranking at the end of this podcast as to whether or not I've done the right thing?
Yeah, it's either fit and proper or not.
Or nachos.
Well, if I'd known that, I wouldn't have made all of my players wear tight skirts.
The thing is, the thing about supercomputer
is... it was all just good fun. I didn't realise I was going to pass or fail.
Yeah, it's one way as well.
This is an exam.
Yeah. So this is interesting.
You're in a waking nightmare.
This whole thing is rigged.
It's not rigged. No, it's not rigged at all.
No, you had complete freedom to do whatever you... This is what you chose.
Yes, but I came on to have a laugh.
Oh, this is a laugh.
We didn't guarantee that.
It's a laugh, but just not for you. Like, you know, here we go. This is what they've just said. An oil company get in touch to say that there are some rare minerals underneath the city ground that could be unearthed and worth £192 million. All they need to do is for you to move out of the ground, okay? Do you... sell out to an oil giant and move to an MK Don-style soulless IKEA stadium on the corner of the M1, complete with the Frankie Beniz and Tesco Extra? Or do you tell them to shove it, stick to your morals, and stay at the City Ground? So £192 million that they've offered, but you've got to leave in the next 6 months and they'll build you like an IKEA-style stadium.
Shove it.
Shove
it.
Take the money.
Yeah. No, I'm not taking the money. They can shove it.
Yeah, right,
I'm not leaving the City Ground.
Yeah, your manager's Robin Hood, so I don't know if you can take the money.
I've just built a Go Ape there.
Yeah, fair enough.
Do you think that the Go Ape will generate enough revenue for the whole of the year?
Will it generate £192 million basically to make it worth?
Have you ever been to a Go Ape?
Yes.
They're incredible fun.
There's one in my local park.
What?
In Battersea Park.
There's a Go Ape in Battersea Park?
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, what am I doing travelling up the fucking motorway?
Why are you going on the motorway?
Every time I want to go eight. I've got to go
north. No, you need to go west, mate. to go out. Yeah.
Okay, so you're sticking. Fair enough.
Not
so
going
you're sticking
for
loyal.
It.
Yeah, because you wouldn't want to besmirch the good name of Nottingham Forest, would you? These are people who wear tree costumes on the pitch.
Absolutely.
And you've got to go ape above the stadium.
We're not selling out.
And also,
out for
as well,
anyone.
I think as well, the way you've described.
Nothing but integrity.
And whatever.
Oh, we've got
and
a new
Spankies.
Motto. Yeah.
The way that you've described Nottingham Forest fans earlier on in the podcast, I think they'll be really. The fans will be really up for the players wearing. Tree outfits having just
what's older than a tree.
Yeah,
I think the main thing about Forest fans and football fans in general is that they just like to see their players having a good time, don't they?
Do you think? Do you
win
believe
or
that?
Lose.
Do you believe that genuinely? Do you believe anything you've said?
No.
No. It's just about they just say football fans in general just go out there and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
go out there and have fun.
It doesn't matter. That's what I'd say.
It's the taking part.
It really doesn't matter.
It's the going ape that counts.
Wear that kit with pride.
Yeah.
Wear that, I'd say, outfit with pride.
Costume.
Costume. Wear that costume with pride.
Your half-time for Nottingham Forest is an interval these days.
Yes.
With you in charge.
And what should we do during the interval?
Sell ice cream.
Yeah.
Ice cream? What within local Nottingham delicacy?
Well, if it's a theatre, it'd be ice cream, I suppose. But cheese, chips and gravy.
Lovely.
Cheese chips, gravy.
Yeah. Any room for coleslaw?
Absolutely not.
No room for coleslaw.
Why?
We're not spending all our hard-earned money on coleslaw.
Well, it's 25 a day. Also, as well, what's quite good is that you're probably helping the environment as well with all these trees being brought in.
They're men, work? Lloyd. They're men, men just as
Lloyd's
trees.
Been duped by the costumes.
Well, this is the other thing. Is
realistic.
You haven't asked me this question. But this is my answer.
You can ask your own questions as well.
What players?
Yeah.
Do I want? I want for the men's team, the Euros women's final team.
Yeah,
right.
Most recent 2020.
The Lionesses.
Yeah.
Play for the men's team.
The ones who just won the Euros.
Yeah.
But I want them. You know when Anton Deck, people like that, dress up as like elderly people and prank people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I want them dressed as old men.
Old men and trees. They want them dressed as old men who are dressed as trees.
Old men dressed as trees.
So the starting team for the Nottingham Forest men's team.
Beth
who
Mead,
play beneath a Go 8.
Mary
Jill Scott.
Mary Earps.
Mary Earps. Yeah. From Nottingham. Mary Earps.
Mary Earps is from Nottingham, yes.
Ellen White.
Tune. Ellen White. I want all of them. Frank Kirby. I want them all on the pitch. Disguise, lots of prosthetics.
Disguises. How old are these men?
Old men.
Old.
Kind of like in a Johnny Knoxville wears bad grandpa
yes,
way.
Yeah, lovely. That kind of really underestimate
70
them.
70-year-old.
Yeah.
And then what, to dupe the other players?
Mm-hmm.
Into thinking, we'll beat these. Just yeah, seeing old men.
This is going to be a walk in the park. It's a load of old men in dresses.
Well, yeah, walk in the
it's a load of old men in dresses. That's
walk in the forest?
Do you think that...
Absolutely.
Because there will be trees.
Do you think that after maybe one game... That'll be out the window.
I want the prosthetics to be so convincing.
Hollywood prosthetics.
Even when you know.
Even when you know it, you get on the pitch and face
with
them.
Start
you
start to doubt it.
No, but I think this time they have gone with old men. Yeah. I think that was a prank last week, but that's old men.
They can't have done the same thing again.
yeah.
And they're looking around for Stephen Mulhern, being like, where is he?
Mm-hmm. So do you want to film all the games with hidden cameras then? When you film them for TV broadcast, is it with hidden cameras like Jackass? Like Johnny Knoxville's being grandpa.
It's not a bad idea, is it?
So it's all like covert cameras in handbags.
Yeah.
It's all done from the stands.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
A little GoPros.
Mm-hmm.
From the Go 8 people. Some of them surely have to be cameramen with getting that drone angle.
Every Go 8 GoPros.
Opposing team to turn up and think they're just at a Go 8.
Right.
Having a kickabout with a load of old men.
Yeah.
In dresses. But it actually turns out to be a Premier League game. And they've been had.
And they've been had by the Lionesses.
Lionesses dressed as old men in
dressed
their tree outfits. Yep.
And what about the...
Is this what everyone else says when they come on the podcast?
It's pretty similar, actually.
The other ones don't make sense, whereas this makes perfect sense.
Thank you.
What about the women's team? Normal women's team squad? For Nottingham Forest, this is.
Oh, for Nottingham Forest?
Yeah. What are you doing with the women's team? Are they having male players? You just bought maybe 60 male players.
Yeah, we could
use them.
We'll pop them in the women's team.
Prosthetics or just pop them in as normal?
Pop them in as normal.
Pop them in as normal.
I do believe that gender is a construct, so I might as well lean into that and go, come on, lads, you're in the women's team now.
Yeah.
See how you like being paid less for once.
Right, but the wages stay the same just based on which team you play in rather than the players you signed and the contracts that were agreed.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. They're getting the women's wages and then the Lionesses are being paid the men's wages.
Yeah.
But and as I've made very clear, they're dressed as elderly gentlemen wearing tree costumes.
And I guess if any of them kick off, you'll be like, well, I'll tell you what, let's just settle it over an arm wrestle. Yeah. And they'll be like,
I'm not getting involved in that.
No. Also, I suppose the best paid person at the club is going to be the makeup person anyway. You're going to have to get the biggest Hollywood prosthetic
person in the
business.
We're talking Lord of the Rings.
So they're going to have the biggest contract anyway. Better than any player. Better than Alan Carr.
You've made a very good point there. Actually, yeah. Yeah. So we will have to get...
So you'll need a big... But that's fine. You got...
Bring up the big guns there.
You got the Go 8 money, so...
That's true.
That'll fund
that. We use
that.
The Go 8
money
for prosthetics.
Just to siphon directly into the pockets of the makeup staff.
Mm-hmm. But we're winning every game at this stage.
Are you?
Yeah, well...
Obviously.
We're pranking everyone.
The plan is working.
So you're about
to get that Premier League winners money and the Champions League winners money.
So I'm
and
not
all
worried
that.
About it. It's all going to come back around.
You got any rules in place for any of the players? Do you know what I mean? Are you saying, look, you know, this is a good, solid family club. These are the rules, whether it's like only black boots, you're not allowed to leave the house. Is that a common rule?
No, but you're not allowed to leave.
You're watching a master improviser over here.
So either only black boots, not allowed to leave the house, or your black boots aren't allowed to leave the house.
I have to choose one of those three rules.
Have you got any rules you want to impose?
Like, you know, because they're quite specific to my ideas. But like, what have you got any rules or anything that you'd put in place for your footballers?
So not a football rule, just like a
well, it could be anything
in general,
really.
Like an etiquette rule.
Like I don't know, like black boots not allowed to leave the house. Your black boots aren't allowed to leave the house.
Yeah, I guess I don't know.
Yeah, black boots.
Well, you can't have mine. Okay. So, are there anything, you know, like, I don't know. Like, you're not allowed to drink water. Or you can only drink water.
Sometimes a manager will come into a club and go, no ketchup and mayo
on the
premises. Yeah.
Is that real?
Yeah. Juan de Ramos did it at Tottenham.
Because he didn't like ketchup and mayo?
He said, all you players, you're fat and sluggish, no ketchup and mayo.
So I don't think too much sugar.
I don't think ketchup and mayo was the problem, though, was it?
Well, we did win our only trophy for the last 30 years.
You think it was the ketchup mayo?
And then Harry Redknapp came in, and the story goes, whether it's true or a myth, is that he came in on day one, he put down a thing of mayonnaise and said, lads, Harry's here. So, you know.
Okay, well, my rule is you're only allowed to drink ketchup and mayo.
Drink it. Oh, I mean, I wish I was a women's Euro winning lioness, because if that's the rule, I'd want to be in
But you're allowed to drink ketchup and mayo if you want.
What?
You are... an agent of your own destiny, which would be a good slogan, actually, for Nottingham Forest. But you can do whatever you want. You have complete agency over your decisions. So if you want to drink ketchup and mayo, you can. You don't have to wait for Sarah to give a rule that says you have to.
Wow. Okay, cool. Nice one. This is great.
He still looked at me like
I'd given him permission.
Yeah, I did. You are that? Your rule?
Go for it, Lloyd.
But I can do it. No, that's great.
There's one more scenario that's been thrown up by the supercomputer.
Oh, God.
While filming himself... dancing on TikTok in the dressing room, Jesse Lingard accidentally exposes the painstakingly put together tactics board by Alan Carr ahead of the most important match of the season. Do you insist Alan Carr changes the tactics and fine Jesse Lingard, or do you laugh it off? Bear in mind, Jesse Lingard has infiltrated the men's team dressing room in this case. And he's dancing in there because it's bigger.
Yeah, I'm just trying to, sort of, I'm trying to work out what could possibly have gone wrong there. Jesse Lingard.
Key card access, I think, is probably...
Well, Lingard, the way Lingard got in is he got the prosthetics person to dress him up as a lioness.
He
as
walked
one of the
in.
Lionesses to try and get in the men's
team.
That's
so how
then he'd get more prosthetics as an old man.
Person is.
Yeah.
Everyone thought he was Lucy Bronze.
Okay. Lucy's slightly taller than Jesse, I think. But, I mean, he figured out a way.
He was on tiptoes.
Maybe, or platforms.
I knew he'd be on tiptoes.
But anyway, in doing so, giving away the tactics in a TikTok dance.
Okay.
And it's the biggest match, the most important match.
What was the question? Do I laugh it off?
Do you fine him? Do you kick off? Do you go, I don't know, what was the question? Yeah, do you laugh it off? Do you change the tactics? Do you insist Alan Carr changes the tactics? Or do you just go, nah, I'll just do it anyway, who cares?
We change the tactics and we ban Lingard from Go 8 for a week.
That's worse than any fine.
That'll teach you.
That's worse than any fine.
You're not doing the Tarzan swing for a whole week.
He'll be fuming.
He won't be gutted, actually. No. So that the message will get through, mm-hmm. and you go, look, Alan, I'm sorry, but we're gonna have to change the tactics.
And then we'll give Alan an extra go on Go Ape.
He gets Lingard's go.
Yeah.
Because Jesse Lingard actually has been using the prosthetic lady to make him look like a child, and he's been paying child entry level to Go Ape.
To get in Go Ape.
So he doesn't have to pay the adult one.
He's like taking the absolute piss out of
you. It's free for players anyway. I don't know why he's doing that.
He's an absolute stinker.
He's an absolute stinker.
What a moron. Well, there we go.
I feel like I'm in a roast battle with Jesse Lingard.
Yeah, you've absolutely slammed him. But he keeps changing, so you can never roast Jesse Lingard's appearance because he looks like someone different every 10 seconds because the prosthetics department.
But they are good.
It's time to enter the data into the supercomputer, analyse whether or not you're a fit and proper person to run a football club.
I think I know where this is going.
Yes, you're fit and proper.
You are.
You're fine.
You're fit and proper person. Yeah.
Thank you.
That is mad.
I completely agree with the supercomputer there.
That is mad, actually.
You won an arm wrestle. That shows to me...
You're fit.
You're fit and you're proper, but also you've got the old people playing as far as other teams are concerned, which tells us virtue outlives death. So your slogan works perfectly. Your logo has been made so big it's now the entire kit. You've got the whole jackass element running underneath the whole thing with Go Ape running over the whole thing.
And people love watching that as well. The viewership will be through the roof.
The business model's insane. Hidden cameras.
Everyone's
drinking mayonnaise every 10 seconds.
There's a couple of things here. It says, mayonnaise profits have gone through the roof.
Yeah.
Hellman's are absolutely buzzing.
That's our next sponsor. Sorry, Spankies.
Your shirt sponsor, which was...
Spanky Van Dykes.
That's now a worldwide chain.
Bigger than Subway.
Is that what I wanted? Do I want that?
Well, I don't know. Did you want that?
I think that might be my downfall.
They get too big.
That sends me over the edge.
Right. So then this is how it all ends, is it?
That's how it ends.
So you've just been told you're fit and proper and you're ending it all straight away.
I'm quitting.
Will people talk of this era, do you think, in years to come, as these were the glory days? So when people talk about Forest and like, we were good in the past, will they be talking about the Spanky Van Dykes era with Go Ape?
I think they'll knock down Brian Clough's statue and build one of me.
Yeah, I think they will as
but
well.
But I'll be wearing the Tricky Trees costume.
Yeah, and you'll be an old man, so no one will notice you.
Kit.
You'll have had the prosthetics with the statue posing as an old man.
They'll think you're Brian Clough. Yeah.
They'll think you're just Brian Clough in a tree costume. Yeah. So as much as it will be a statue of you... to the naked eye,
it will look like the same statue that's there now.
Yeah. So there's no proof, actually, if you listen to this in 10 years' time, that statue that's up there isn't Sarah Keewer.
Yeah.
Wow.
And if you are listening to this in 10 years' time, please raise a glass of mayonnaise to me and the Tricky Trees.
Lovely stuff. Thank you for coming
on the show. Sarah.
Thanks, guys.
There it was, Sarah Keyworth. Some mad suggestions there. Absolutely baffling stuff.
Very mad suggestions. You know, like when she said that you won't be able to visualise this, you're going, well, I think I will be. At the end, I was going, there is a lot to take in here.
Yeah.
Usually, you go, okay, I can see this. There was a lot to take in there.
That was one of the few episodes where I sort of felt like I was witnessing the cogs turn live. A lot of them, you think, some people come in with a plan.
Some people do come in with a plan. Some people... have the basis of a plan.
Yeah, and then take it in a different direction.
Lil
Keys, it really felt like, was just going, what is it? Oh, right, yeah, they are old men. old men, Go Ape.
Prosthetics?
It felt like it was really just first things that come to your head and run with them.
Word association.
Yeah, but it worked really well. And it's really, I think that would work as a business. I think it would be a good business model, that.
Oh, I think it would be absolutely disastrous.
Oh, well, Spurs have the Skywalk.
As I said that, I did think Spurs have the Skywalk, and so do the O2, but the O2 aren't a football stadium.
But Spurs is, and it's the best stadium in the world, and it has a Skywalk. So imagine if you just change the branding of the Skywalk a little bit.
Climb the cock.
Go what?
Climb the cock.
Go climb the cock. Is that the sort of level we're operating in, is it?
Well, no, there's a cock at the top, isn't there?
There's a cock at the top. That's what it should be called. There's a cock at the top.
There's a cock at the top. Cock at the top.
You going to the Spurs game this week? Yeah. What, to watch the match? No, there's a cock at the top.
Love it. His name
is Daniel Levy. Am I right? No, I'm not, because Daniel Levy's a great man, and I hope to work with Spurs in the future.
I mean, you've got to pay...
I hope to work directly with the club for the rest of my life.
If you've enjoyed...
Ledley King follows me on Twitter.
Oh, well done.
He's involved at the club, so that should count for something, shouldn't it? You've invited me on the pitch at half-time. I've not done it yet. I will do it.
Who's the most famous Spurs, ex-Spurs player that follows you on Twitter?
Ledley King.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Letters.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's fair enough.
Who's? I don't have any... I don't think any famous ex-Spurs players. Probably the most famous footballer to follow me is Micah Richards.
Does Micah follow
that's
you?
That's probably it. Yeah, we did a League of Their Own together. He held me through the air on a bungee cord to pop balloons that were full of white liquid.
Oh, okay.
With my hat, my spiky hat. I had to head of them, and then they would look quite graphic. I didn't know they were full of stuff.
Oh, right,
until
okay.
the moment I was first,
covered in it.
Loaded on.
Loaded on.
Loaded upon. Yeah, and ever since then, we've been the best of friends, me and Micah. I've sent him several DMs about doing this podcast, none of which have been replied to.
That's a shame.
But, you know, someday.
I'll
why don't you put a word in and see if we can finally book
him? He doesn't follow me.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Shit. We're screwed.
Harry will sort it.
Yeah, Harry can sort that.
Harry will sort that. Absolutely fine.
Much more direct link.
Robbie Keane follows me.
Oh, my God. Get Robbie Keane on the podcast.
Yeah.
I won't be able to speak.
Why?
He's my hero.
Is he actually?
He's an absolute Spurs legend.
Mate, I have a lot of DMs with Robbie Keane, boy.
What other Spurs legends are you friends with? Have you done something with Berbatov?
No, Paul Robinson.
Yeah. Yeah, less fast. I'd have Paul on here, but he's not my hero.
Oh, I love Paul in a way. I don't know. What are Spurs legends?
What are Spurs legends?
Like, usually it's like people...
Glenn Hoddle follow you?
No, but when you describe a legend, it's like, oh yeah, why are they legends? Oh, because they won this, they won that, when they won that. But actually, who?
That's all we got time for on the podcast this week. Make sure to subscribe, to leave us a review, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.